And this year, we're pretty excited to tell you that we have three-day students here that are female.
Brad Rogers has been headmaster at Gao for the last 9 years. There are nearly 150 students at the College Preparatory School. They come from all over the world. Students are from 28 states, representing 26 countries.
Including countries like Sri Lanka, Barbados, and Canada.
What is it that's here that they can't seem to find in these other schools and perhaps these young ladies that are now coming here?
Our main thing is remediation of learning disabilities. So we're fortunate to have classrooms with four and five students in them each. So there's nowhere to hide. Students are constantly getting very specific language instruction, how to develop reading and writing skills, spelling skills, public speaking skills.
There's a 4-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio. A phonics-based program known as reconstructive language provides the key to learning for students.
If you have dyslexia or a learning disability, we're going to identify your strengths, whether it's technology or visual art or public speaking or even athletics. We're going to identify the strength and develop that, but we're also going to identify your academic weakness, and in most cases is reading comprehension, reading fluency, writing.
Definitely the smaller classrooms, you get more one-on-one with the teacher. There's no way to hide in the classrooms. You always have to answer questions.
It's a curriculum that's working for sophomore Shelby Belcom of East Aurora. Belcom is one of the first girls to enroll at Gao. She attended the school summer camp and realized it was the help she needed.
So her plea to me was, I'd like to come to the Gao school. And it took me, a 14-year-old young lady, almost in tears, struggling, and to be the only rescue boat, the only rescue ship, if you will, in the Niagara River, I'm not driving past that.
Belcom is a former East Aurora High School student. She said she continued to struggle academically, but now in her second semester at Gao, she's enjoying learning.
There's more focus here on everything.
How did you improve? In what areas did you improve in that you can see the difference?
Definitely essay writing and reading. My reading level went up right after being here.
Do you feel at all overwhelmed that you're one of very few girls that are here right now?
No, not at all, actually. I feel completely comfortable with it.
Boys are treating you well?
Yeah.
What would you be doing right now if you weren't here? How would you feel you would be? Would you feel like
sitting in class, struggling to pay attention?
Headmaster Rogers expects the female population to grow, but it's not a cheap option. Tuition is as high as some colleges, $54,000 a year. Still, local parents are making the commitment to the college prep school. Victor Moni is a junior at Gao. The former Holland School student struggled with reading and spelling for years, but now that's all improved, and his favorite class is physics.
It's helped a lot, my reading and everything, and then just the smaller class sizes. It's been a big difference, and just the opportunities of the different classes has helped a lot.
Jason Ganji of Cheektowaga is also a junior. Before coming to Gao, reading and writing were difficult for him to achieve.
I wasn't getting the right help I needed. I wasn't getting the attention, the one-on-one attention, compared to five or six kids to one teacher, and there's 30 kids to one teacher in a public school.
I'm able to kind of figure out what they need exactly and work on it in the classroom. And so it's really powerful for me, and I enjoy my experience here.
Lynn Chafin teaches 10th grade reconstructive language. The small classroom setting allows her to focus on individual learning needs.
And as far as, remediation, it's important to start young. 4, 5, 6 years old, as soon as they find or discovering that something is not clicking.
Her, Aaron, air.
Very good. Justin, IR.
In one of the small classrooms on the large Gao campus, teacher John Sims was working with students on reconstructive language.
Where we have 116 phonics cards. And the purpose of the phonics cards is to teach them different letter combinations, vowels, and consonants blended to make individual sounds.
Or.
Good.
So and for the young men in the classroom, they were enjoying their lesson, each saying it's making a difference in their daily learning.
I'm Daniel Freiberg. I'm from St. Louis, and this is my first year at Gao. I really like it. It's a lot of fun.
Hi, my name is Penn Eichhorn. I'm from Long Island, New York. I really enjoy this.
I'm Ryan Hopkins, and I'm from Bermuda. I'm in ninth grade. The lessons are helping me because they're different from my last school, which didn't teach the same way.
Justin Felice, and I'm from South Orange, New Jersey. I find reconstructive language very helpful to sounding out words, figuring things out. It's going to help with roots and like SAT preps.
Trey Shattuck. I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
How is it helping you? What's making a difference?
Well, it's just the way they teach and like the environment you're in just is a lot better than any public school or anything like that.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.